The ancient Greeks used the word katasterismoi to refer to constellations. The word's meaning is placing of the stars. Ancient Greeks believed that it was the gods themselves that placed the stars in an exact order to tell a story, or to remember a mythical beast, or to honor a hero. 2 days ago, the basketball gods decided to add a couple more constellations to the pantheon of heroes and legends of the game. Sadly for us, that meant that Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and several other passengers on the helicopter they all took en route to a basketball game passed away in a tragic accident. No Greek tragedy compares to the pain and grief the basketball world feels right now. But why? Why, basketball gods? Why do you take them? Why now? Why? Why? Just why? I don't expect an answer from the basketball gods, from the media, from anyone really. All I know is that my childhood hero is gone. In the past 48 hours, I have repeatedly asked myself, why was I so affected by Kobe's death? I've seen artists and athletes I liked in the past pass away, leaving behind their legacy, but none of them touched the chord in my heart and mind that the news of Kobe's passing did. I was floored. I was in shock. Friends and family sent me text after text, post after post. They all knew I grew up watching and idolizing Kobe when I started playing basketball. I still remember the first NBA game that I watched on TV back in Mexico. I was 12 or 13 years old, and I just had 6 practices under my belt. The Lakers played the Pacers, and this young player quickly caught my attention. He had swag, he was athletic, he dribbled, he dunked, he could do it all. He was everything I wanted to be on the court. It didn't take long for my coach to tell me to stop doing crazy fadeaways a la Kobe. You watch too much TV, Rodrigo, my coach would say. But I was trying to emulate the guy that got me hooked to the Lakers. The guy that got me to become obsessed about basketball. A year later, my parents sent me to a summer camp in Canada, to the place where I would end up living years later. The trip changed my life. But one of my favorite memories is going to a mall in Vancouver and seeing a black and yellow Champions brand Lakers jersey with a number 8 and the name Bryant on the back. I ran to a payphone and I called my parents. Mama, Papa, I just saw a Lakers jersey at a store. Is it okay if I buy it? They knew. My parents knew what Kobe and the Lakers meant to me already. And without hesitation, they said yes. The jersey was 2 or 3 sizes big. It almost went down the length of my shorts, but I didn't care. That was my first Kobe and Lakers jersey. I wore it everywhere, to the point that the numbers and the letters started to crack, and I had to be selective to when and where I wore it. And for all the wrong reasons, I find myself wearing it again. Damn you, basketball gods! Why? He was my basketball hero! As I grew up, and Kobe's legend continued to grow, it was clear to me that it was his drive, his passion, his borderline maniac approach to the game and to everything he did that in some way shaped my outlook in life. I knew I had to be more confident and trust myself. If my coach asked me to be fast, I had to be faster. I had to be stronger. And when I was exhausted, I had to give everything that I had left in me. Little did I know that I had already been using the Mamba mentality. After I moved to Canada, I was lucky enough to see Kobe and the Lakers going to 3 straight finals, 2008, 2009, and 2010. I have mentioned many times that I ended up being locked up inside a cafe at the Vancouver International Airport, high-fiving 2 Australian guys who were watching the game with me. Kobe could do it all. He was invincible. Great amongst the greatest. Even when playing NBA 2K with my best friend, I was banned from choosing the Lakers because if you use Kobe, the ball was going through that digital hoop, and Kobe was about to face his toughest enemy to date, Father Time. Father Time is the bitter rival that elite athletes and blacktop players alike know we'll have to face, but we all tremble when thinking about it, because Father Time is undefeated. In April 2013, Father Time delivered his first blow, an injury so grave, so bad, that it has been considered as career-threatening. And for players entering the sunset of their careers, a potentially career-ending injury. When Kobe hobbled back to the bench, we all knew it was not good. He looked hurt. We had seen Kobe getting injured before, but this one was different. Was it the beginning of the end? Did Father Time deliver his first and only devastating blow on the purple and gold armor night? Is that Kobe Bryant hobbling to the free throw line? Yes! Kobe proceeded to hit both free throws before heading out into the tunnel. Father Time might have won that battle, but this was Kobe Bryant he was going against. The man that once said, "If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear." On November 3rd, 2015, I finally got the chance to fly down to Los Angeles with the purpose of watching the Lakers. I had invited my parents along. I wanted them to be there for such a special occasion. When the Lakers video intro started playing, I started crying. I was overwhelmed with emotion. I was finally seeing my favorite team play live. I quickly gathered myself. The player intros were starting. Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, and... oh God. I couldn't help but start to cry again. I was seeing my childhood hero just a mere meters away from me. After all these years, after all the championships, the losses, the 81-point game, after the injuries, there he was, Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba. I was as happy as I could ever be. When Kobe announced his retirement, I was on the bus. I read his Dear Basketball poem next to strangers and held off the tears. That same month, I had watched him play live, and yes, he looked older and a step slower, but the competitiveness in him was as fresh as when he entered the league. Fast forward to April 2016, I invited a number of friends over to my apartment. It was a historical day. The Golden State Warriors were looking to go down in history as the team with most wins in a regular season. And Kobe Bryant was playing the last game in his career. During three quarters of action, we would flip between the channels. When one of the games went into timeout, we would watch the other. For every quarter that passed, I would wear a different Kobe jersey. For every basket that Kobe made, I would jump on the couch, celebrate as if the Lakers were playing the finals. And that's when one of my friends, a Steph Curry and Warriors fan, said, "Leave the Kobe game. The Warriors seem to have it, but we will only see Kobe one last time." The Black Mamba did not disappoint. He scored 60 points in his last career game and gave a heartfelt speech at the end of the game. A perfect ending to an amazing career in basketball. It was bittersweet. How do you come to terms that one of your heroes won't be on TV anymore? That his jersey won't be in action again? Well, I was sad. I knew there would be enough Kobe for a long time. Whether he was winning an Oscar, getting both of his numbers retired, attending games with his family, mentoring other players, celebrating his future induction into the Hall of Fame, unveiling his statue outside of Staples Center. Deep down, I was certain Kobe would be around in my life. I was wrong. So, what makes Kobe Bryant different from Orion, Perseus, or even Achilles? The difference is that Kobe Bryant was real. He was not a myth. He was a man. He shot air balls like all of us. He suffered losses at the biggest stage of basketball. After his basketball career, he went into projects that were ridiculed by others. I'm talking about you, Mamba Sock Puppet. And yet, Kobe Bryant never gave up. Kobe was bigger than those Greek heroes because he was real. He had flaws, but he didn't care about the ridicule. He was true to himself and to his beliefs. He worked hard and made sure that those mistakes wouldn't happen again. He believed in himself. He was resilient. He was a champion. He was a real-life hero. The basketball gods couldn't have chosen a better champion to represent the game. Kobe battled with the strength of Zeus, played with the speed of Hermes, analyzed the game with the wisdom of Athena, and shot with the aim of Artemis. Kobe Bryant is now part of the Basketball Olympus, and next to his daughter Gigi, they are now the new constellations in the basketball heavens, a place where the basketball gods themselves place the stars in an exact order to tell a story, to remember a mythical beast, to honor a hero. Rest in peace, Kobe.